Nolte, Donald Trump scared Joe Biden into hiding just as polls tighten. By John Nolte on October 20, 2020. The polls are starting to tighten in President Donald Trump's favor while Democrat presidential candidate Joe Biden has been scared into hiding. As I wrote on Monday, Biden is in such a tough spot. He has been forced into doing something completely unprecedented. With exactly 2 weeks before the presidential election, and while millions of Americans are out casting early votes, Biden has all but disappeared from the campaign trail. Joe Biden is literally hiding. Biden hasn't held a campaign event in days. He has no campaign events scheduled until Friday. And the public will not see him in any meaningful way until Thursday night's debate. He has three serious problems he is hoping to avoid by shivering in his basement. Problems that have forced him underground, problems so serious Biden and his campaign actually believe it is better for him to go into hiding than to address them or risk being seen avoiding questions about them. The first, of course, is his dementia, his failing mental acuity. The second is his desire to add additional justices to the Supreme Court, which would serve as a left-wing legislative branch who are appointed for life and unaccountable to voters. The third is the email cache from his son Hunter's laptop, emails that, if truly his, and I believe they are, proved Joe Biden is a traitor and the equivalent of a mob boss using his family to enrich himself through criminality. So far, no one, not even Joe, Hunter, or the Biden campaign, have said the emails are not legitimate. In fact, we are starting to get confirmation the emails are real. Another reason Biden's hiding is that Trump is pounding away on all this, on the packing of the court and Hunter's emails, which puts pressure on the corrupt national media to bring it up, even though that's the last thing they want to do. The more Trump pounds on these issues, the more conspicuous and ridiculous the media and Biden look ignoring it. In that political environment, Biden is choosing to hide. I've written in the past that Biden's hug-the-ball strategy, his desire to run out the clock, is a good one, but that it was also risky in how it could backfire. We might now be at the backfire stage. Both the national and swing state polls are starting to tighten. Trump might be surging at the exact right time, and how can Biden stop that if he's hiding in his Delaware basement? Here are the polls that should worry Biden most. According to a Washington Post poll of North Carolina, Biden is only up by a single point, 49-48%. The Washington Post poll is always skewed towards Democrats. A Florida poll has Biden up by only 1, 48-47%. 2 weeks ago in this poll, Biden was up by 6 points, 51-45%. On the national front, the IBD/TIP poll shows Biden only up by 2, 48-46%. The main thing to look at here is where the momentum is. Even unreliable polls can give you an idea of which way the winds are blowing, and right now they're blowing Trump's way. Biden can continue to go to ground and hope Trump blows himself up, which is certainly a possibility, but if there's anything Trump knows how to do, as he proved in 2016, it's close a deal. I sure wouldn't want to bank my presidential aspirations on the other guy winning it for me. Of course, if Biden does come out of his basement to try and close the sale, he only has scandals and gaffes waiting for him. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.